Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's, you know, not retired yet. But listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport, you know, you're in or whatever it is. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sean McDermott on Shane Steichen.
What's that now?
Sean McDermott on Andy Reid. Can you believe the Colts?
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
They are the Colts.
They have a somewhat, what word do I, not, not crazy, mercurial owner.
That's a very nice word.
Is what they have there. So, yeah, I mean, yes, I can believe it. I mean, we got to go to Flacco. We have a chance to be a playoff team. Flacco turns it over four times himself on Sunday against the Bills. You know, I guess maybe that's enough of that.
I couldn't wait to hear the explanation. And what it was that Anthony Richardson has made such outstanding progress in his preparation and off-field work.
Right.
Like in the last 2 weeks, but probably in the last week, or probably not at all.
Yeah, I'm going to go with probably not at all. I think, let me circle back here. Did I mention the four turnovers? What did Anthony Richardson improve? He didn't turn it over four times and cost them the game on Sunday against the Bills. That's what he didn't do.
What a lonely spot for that coach. Just
yep.
Being told who to start and sitting up there saying, it's my call.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say the exact opposite thing on Monday? It just, I'm glad for it. I'm glad for it. It's what you should do.
Sure. And
Flacco,
you know,
wasn't good either. So
if you know, now I tweeted this earlier today, like we're at, you know, whatever the strings are being pulled by the owner, but I mean, the coach has got to be on thin ice there. And, but if Richardson shows progress, if there's promise there, then you know, like, oh, look, it's working. Program, my coaching, this whole thing, like that could save him. I think that's that. We've got a man who is being overwhelmed in the waves right now, and Richardson is now his life preserver. That's basically what Shane Steichen is right now to me.
Crazy. Yeah. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, thanks, Mike.
Hey, great to be on. Long time listener and big fan. Thanks to the Odyssey app down here in the Carolinas. So hey, listen. Maybe it's just me reading into this this vibe with, you know, some of the folks that cover the Bills, certainly some of the fans. But I get the sense that we're sort of okay with the outcome of this game, regardless of how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. Win or lose, you know, doesn't really mean anything. We're gonna probably see him in the playoffs again, and all that. And I know the team's not thinking this, so but I just feel like it's just such misplaced commentary that, you know, it almost doesn't matter what happens this weekend, when in my mind it matters a ton, right? Like we need this win because we may not catch them for the one seed, and we absolutely need the two seed, and a loss here to Kansas City probably another loss or two the rest of the way, right? And all of a sudden, we're the four seed, maybe going to Arrowhead in round two of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't understand it. Like, I'm just picking up. Maybe I'm wrong. Call me crazy. But we need this win. And it doesn't matter if it's the Chiefs or not. Every win matters. We've got to show up. We've got to be able to, you know, get a bit of the monkey off our back from last year and just continue to build on the confidence of this team. So, love to hear your thoughts on it. But maybe, like I said, I'm reading this whole thing wrong.
No, I don't think you're reading it wrong. I think you're kind of on it. From both sides, you know, sort of your evaluation of what you're hearing and then like, okay, well, what's important? It's just, I think, while it's not, it doesn't include the one seed, the Bills have gone out in the playoffs in different ways now. They've lost in Kansas City. They've lost here to Kansas City. They've lost here to a team that isn't Kansas City. You know, it's just, with each passing year, it's more, let's just get in and find out.
Right.
And Kansas City won it from the three. Like, it's just not as important to everybody where you line up. I don't think the four is going to be in play, but it may be. There's so much season left that it could be. I don't think the Bills are likely to end up that low. But, yeah, I think, of course, to get the one, you have to win here in this game. And that's enough of a reason to really want it. And you have the history with these teams. They're fun to play. They're fun to beat. You know, knock off an undefeated team in week 11 is something too.
Yep. I mean, there's a scenario out there with who they're playing after this, where, you know, you could be talking about a team that's lost three or four or something, right? I mean, you drop this one, you get the bye week, then it's San Francisco, then it's a trip out to the Rams, and then it's Detroit. You know, you could, you know, but even that, Where is that going to leave you? I mean, you're still, you know, you'd be 9-5 there if that even happened with the Patriots twice and the Jets coming up. So, like, I don't know. I'm not going to feel like they're in real trouble. And that's just it. Like, I know it could sound like I'm bracing for a loss. Like, you know, it's I'm in denial about it and I'm rationalizing it. I can't manufacture anxiety. Like, I usually have a lot of it about a lot of things without trying. So I make a habit of not inventing it, you know, with things that may happen. You know, I try my best to not get consumed by that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like good advice.
Sure. And the Bills, you know, in this case, you know, does it have me less than on my toes for this one? Absolutely. But that's what being comfortable does. So, and I neither would assume that guys on the team don't have some version of that. I mean, they know what their record is. Allen even said today when he met with the media, like, you know, being complimented about how well he's played against the Chiefs. Like, yeah, great, but, you know, we got to do it in January. Or I got to do it in January. I don't know what the exact quote was, but that was the spirit of the thing. And, you know, that could be a clue that they know that this game, while, of course, you want to win it, and I'm sure Allen wants to get the best of Mahomes and all of that, they know where they're standing right now. And it's in a pretty good spot. So I don't know. To me, you can't pretend that you have a real downside if one doesn't exist. And yes, not getting the one or taking yourself out of the running of the one is a downside. How urgent is it? You know, how realistic is it that I'm going to get it even if I get this game? You just don't. That's why for me, I would have been a very different sounding and feeling if that kick had gone through for Denver last Sunday, because I'd be thinking about tying them and then just fending them off the rest of the way. I'm ahead of you now, and all I have to do is not lose one more game than you the rest of the way. And that would be everything for me about this game. I don't know that it would change much on the for the players or for the organization and their approach to it, but for me, it meant a lot. And without it, I'm just sort of, you know, okay, go get them. You know, I want you to win, but I don't know. I just cannot pretend that I'm about to fall into a volcano if there's no volcano there.
Yeah. Adding to this, too, is a point that's been made here for the last couple of days as well, is it's sort of backwards, but the tighter the race for the one by a win here equals the harder you push down the stretch. If you don't have that and you're not hell-bent on 2 versus 3 versus 4, then you can pull back, which in terms of the healthier players is at least not worse. I mean, it's probably better to be able to do that. So there's a little bit of a volcano. There's a little bit of a, you know, a new challenge if you do win, which again, so be it. But that's a benefit, for whatever it's worth, to a team that's sort of out of the one seed race but comfortable in the division. Is, I don't know what kind of form that could take. It's players resting later in the season. It's, you know, practice schedule. It just could be different things, strategy, different things you want to experiment with in games when they're just not all as important. So that doesn't mean you don't want to win, but it's just something that would happen, that would be available to the Bills if they were to lose. Thanks, Mike. Here is also Mike on WGR. Hello.
Hey, guys. Have a good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Called because that other caller that said that this is their Super Bowl and winning Sunday is more important than winning the Super Bowl. I don't know how you guys didn't give him a harder time, because that's insane. I think they're going to win on Sunday, and I think when they do, I compare Kansas City right now to what New England was when they went undefeated, and Brady and the Patriots were a lot more dominant that year than the Kansas City is this year. I don't see Kansas City winning out, and I think if we beat them, we've got the inside track on the number one seed. I'm a lot more worried about Pittsburgh. If they can beat the Ravens, I think the Ravens are a wild card, and you know, I think Pittsburgh always gives us a tough time. But I think if we can win on Sunday, and I think we will, I think we'll get the one seed. Remember what happened last year where we were, like, trying to get a wild card, and all of a sudden we were the two seed. I think Josh and, you know, the team's growing. Coleman early in the year wasn't as effective as he is now, and he'll come back healthy. And maybe we can even get something out of Bishop, because I think we need some stronger safety play or something, the rookies. Milano comes back. Well, if we can stay healthy, this might be our year. They're looking good as far as I'm concerned. I think we should be more confident.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Bills will be in blue with white pants Sunday. White would have been fun.
Yeah, I like the all white. That's my favorite.
In a home game?
Yeah.
With the Chiefs in red? That would have been fun.
Yeah.
But this will be the traditional.
All right.
Bills look. Chiefs in white.
Not my favorite, red but pants. Better than the all. I'm not a fan of the all blue.
Same.
It's not crazy.
We're too old.
Yeah, that's right.
We like the contrast.
Right.
We like football uniforms that have contrast.
But all
white.
The all white is my favorite, though. So
except for that.
Got that going for me.
All red is your least favorite. Where's that been?
I think I actually like the all red better than the all blue.
Okay.
Maybe because it's just less frequent. But the all blue just, I don't know, just bugs me.
Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Paul coming up at 6. Catch up on the Sabres. There's some injury news. Next game, 7:30 tomorrow night at home against St. Louis. Philadelphia here, Saturday, and then the Sabres go to California. Who scheduled the Sabres West Coast trip on the week of the Bills' bye?
Yeah, it's tough.
What are we going to do next week?
That is tough timing. That is right. Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough. Bad planning. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.